First, thank you so much to President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden for those incredible, inspiring remarks. Thank you so much. And Rabbi, thank you again for sharing your inspirational words from our hometown, home state, and helping us celebrate Passover at the White House. I also want to thank again the White House staff who shared their own stories and reflections with us this evening. And after a year of social distancing and mask wearing, it's impossible not to feel isolated at times. So it's events like this one, events that creatively bring family and friends and communities together, that keep us connected and remind us that we're not alone. So thank you all again to the thousands of you that are out there. And I now have the privilege of doing one of my favorite things in life, and that's introducing my wife, the Vice President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Dougie. Hi, Rabbi, and everyone. Everyone, it's yes, next year in person, Mr. President, and you know, in Jerusalem. But it's good to be with everyone, and I'm so honored to be a part of this celebration, and that we are all here together to celebrate Passover. And I especially want to thank Rabbi Brous for all of your work and the Milton Gottesman Jewish Day School of the nation's capital for all of the work that you have been doing to make this special gathering happen. And I also want to take a moment to welcome several distinguished guests who are joining our Passover celebration this evening. My friend and a former colleague, but friend always, Jackie Rosen, a former rabbi, well, still a rabbi. I want to thank all of the members of Congress who are a part of this, and everyone for all of the work that you have done. And of course, I'm so glad to see the second gentleman and his element. I only wish, you know, he talked earlier about those matching Passover outfits. I just wish we had a photograph to really fully appreciate the magnificence of that. But our family, like so many families in the United States, in the state of Israel and around the world, will begin to celebrate the sacred holiday of Passover this weekend. And the Passover story is powerful. It reminds us of the resilience of the human spirit in the face of injustice. It urges us to keep the faith in the face of uncertainty. And it speaks to fundamental truths, the truths that we all hold dear and must sometimes be reminded of, which is that we all deserve freedom. And it's our duty to fight for those who are not yet free. And so this year, as we dip our greens in salt water and pour out our ceremonial wine and eat our bitter herbs, let us commit once again to repairing the world. Happy Passover to all who celebrate, and indeed next year in Jerusalem, next year in person. And now I am thrilled to introduce the children of Ikar for a final word.
Chag Sameach!
Chag Pesach Sameach!
Hi everyone, Chag Sameach, happy Passover. Say Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach, I love you.
Happy Pesach!
Chag Sameach!
Chag Sameach, happy Passover.